Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
You know, spring has sprung and our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. And they've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement. But this year, Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation on that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Now, there's a lot of neckbeards in professional wrestling. All right, so make sure you look your best this spring by using the code K100 to get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. So for all you neckbeards out there, I know there's some, you know, there are a lot of you, but the ones that have the well-trimmed beard, it's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you'll have to show your face in the daylight again. That's right, you gotta get out of the house. So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you've got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks. So the kit starts off at the Beard Hedger. It's a waterproof cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths. That's 20 lengths, that's a lot, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of add-ons. Like, you know how you have all those guards and you have to keep them in your drawer and they're lying all over the place? You know, it's funny, too, because my cats steal the guards.
Right.
And go and play with them. Like, I'll come home and I got the guards of my my beard trimmer, Beard Hedger, are on the steps, are on my trimmers, right? Yeah. Okay, so no more of that with the Beard Hedger. It comes with titanium-coated T-blades that are tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. It's a high-tech piece of art, a travel-sized package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor, right? So you don't have to worry about charging all the time. And next to kit is the liquid goods that make you feel good. Start with the beard shampoo and conditioner. You gotta have that. You can't treat your beard like you treat your pubes. That's why the kit is a special shampoo and conditioner specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, that's very key, and replenish your beard's natural oils and promote beard health. It also has this the Manscaped Beard Oil. And the nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine to liven up the look. And then it has the Beard Balm. And it's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oil. So it's kind of like a, you know, like a gel for your beard. It's awesome. So not to mention the Beard Hedger Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts. A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So if you have a beard, or if you want to grow a beard, you got to use this. It's the Beard Hedger. And you can save 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. And if you want to start a beard, you have to get this product.
This is incredible. If you haven't purchased this yet, you'll be happy you did when you do. So get all your grooming needs at manscaped.com. Boom.
It's a hell of a deal. Next is from our board Jared Aviat. Subject is the Red Rooster gimmick. Your thoughts? Hey, Kim. Oh, well, I know what Conan's going to be, but this. Hope everyone's doing well. After many years of reading and hearing people debating this issue, I'd like to hear the K100 crew's thoughts on if the Red Rooster gimmick was meant to be a joke on Terry Taylor by Vince McMahon, or if it was yet another positive, over-the-top gimmick concept of that era in WWF, and it was done to be successful in the long term, just like Brutus the Barber Beefcake or Rick the Model Martel. Terry Taylor himself in an Art of Video shoot interview said that he could have committed to the character more and embraced him. What do you guys think? Do you think the Red Rooster is one of Vince McMahon's silliest ideas? Do you think it could have never worked no matter how seriously Taylor embraced it? Or do you think it was a fun idea which could have worked long term if Terry embraced it more? I think at least Red Rooster was better than the wonderful creation called Bunny on AEW. Thank you. Regards, Jared. Me and Conan know Terry Taylor very well. Okay, because we have been with him for, you know, known him for years and years, to the point that Conan calls him Terry the Stooge Taylor. If you know Terry Taylor's personality like we do, and know the type of person Vince McMahon is, absolutely 100% this was a joke on Terry Taylor by Vince McMahon, because Terry can come across as very arrogant, and I think Vince gave him a gimmick that could easily be made fun of. All right, but it could have been done. You know, better, but for Terry's personality, this was not the gimmick for him at all. Would you agree with that, Coney?
Right. He probably took himself too seriously and they said, oh, I got just a gimmick for you. But I also think that gimmick that he was doing, much like the Bushwhackers, that was kind of like for kids, it could have gotten over like for kids.
Right. But the Bushwhackers kind of like, you know, they're kind of like that. Terry was like the son of a doctor. You know, well-educated and stuff like that. So I thought...
People didn't know that. These people didn't really know that. You know, just so the Bushwhackers, they're licking their face and, you know, and the kids were imitating them. And they sold a ton of merch, bro. You know, so I'm sure the kids would have liked the fucking, you know, they probably would have come up with some caps with like a rooster head. Who knows what the fuck they would have come up with. But I think he could have gotten over with kids.
Next is from Jay. Oh, my God. Is this your dad?
I believe it is.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it is. Joe Feeney Jr. was really Joe Feeney Sr. The subject is off suspension.
Does that thing only have three sound effects, Joe? Because you use the same three all the time.
No, I got like the 20, sound effects. 25.
I like them too, but yeah.
let's spice them up a little.
Off suspension and cruising for another. Hi, guys. How's it going? I'm glad to be off my one-month suspension. On a recent review of WWE, you guys glossed over Cross being beaten by Nakamura. I thought that was supposed to be a big feud. Now they're on different shows. Unless you know something I don't, when we admit that WWE has dropped the ball on Cross and we'll never get him over. Hopefully you get a real answer and not an insult and suspension this time. I don't know what to tell you, bro. It's like some characters that there's tons of characters on these shows that are not used for an extended period of time, and then they start using them, and then they start like getting into angles and feuds. It's happened to everybody. But, bro, what were they doing with Sam? How often is Kevin Owens in and out of this show? Kevin Owens is off the show, on the show, off the, you know, like all the characters are. Let's suspend him for another week for that. Yeah.
That's a suspension.
Yeah, that's a suspension.
It was weird that
your malfunction, numbnuts.
And so I think that I think Nakamura went to Raw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought it was incredibly weird that the guy that's staying on SmackDown got beat before this guy went to Raw, and unless they're giving him a super push, but even then I wouldn't have done it. So, and there's no way I can see them not seeing what big a star Kevin is. Just hasn't clicked for whatever reason.
Right.
The guy, bro, to me, you know, fuck the friendships and all that. You know, like, this is a guy that I could see in Hollywood one day. He's that good,
bro,
with his persona.
Is anybody going to criticize his vignettes? They've been, every one of them has been fine and good. Like, a lot of guys can't even cut a minute and a half promo. You know, he's been good with that.
And he's got a great look, even though I'm not a big fan of him with the hair.
Me neither.
And Scarlett is incredibly with him. They look like fucking Hollywood stars together.
Scarlett just had a birthday this past week, too, by the way.
Happy birthday. Isn't her name Elizabeth?
Something like that. I think it is. Next is from Durbin. Subject is A, Triple
A
Tag Team.
Wait.
This microphone does not pick up the kazoo anymore. Okay, next from Durbin. Subject is Triple A Tag Teams of the NWA Crockett Cup. Hello, Mr. El Barbero, Glenn, and Joe. I'll be in my usual front row seat at the next NWA pay-per-view, the Crockett Cup, taking place June 3rd and 4th in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. This year, AAA will be representing the Cup by two tag teams. One team consisting of Mystices Jr. and Octagon Jr., and the other team is Toxin and the Wraith. Photos attached, Glenn. Conan, did you have any involvement in the recent collaboration between the NWA and AAA? What can you tell us about these spectacular luchadors? Any chance of being Winston-Salem for the event, Conan? If so, let's chill in the Cut afterward and take a trip to Iran with Brother Martin. Mike Durbin of Mike Durbin Productions.
Why are you laughing, Joe?
I'm
laughing.
Brother Martin's
Is Brother Martin?
It's one of the podcasters that we...
Yeah, that's not happening, dude. Just so you know, if there's some other Get My Go guy there, that's not happening. You and me are never, ever... have ever or will ever chill in the Cut. And I hope that while you're in the front row, an enormously obese wrestler does a plancha and everybody moves out of the way. He falls on you and you blow out your ACL and your PCL.
Ouch.
And hopefully maybe you're labrum.
I'm gonna make a point here.
Yep.
Dude, I mean, the Crockett Cup, like right. That's still a thing in the year 2020. You can't find me a more like a, something, if you want to like, have a bunch of like 60-year-old fans in the crowd that used to watch NWA back in the days. Like,
what it is with NWA. They're old school. Like, if you've seen their show, it looks like that studio audience they used to have in Atlanta. Remember?
Right. Yep. You can rebrand some of this stuff though.
With the flags. Remember in the Superstation how they had the flags, you know, all over the place from the different countries.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
They should call it the Corgan Cup.
The what?
The Corgan Cup now.
Yeah.
The Crockett Cup was named after the promoter.
Right.
Well, now it's like they're not the promoters of the NWA anymore. Billy Corgan is. Call it the Corgan Cup.
Right. Yeah. I don't have anything against that. Yeah. I did talk with Pat Kenny and we picked this talent. And two guys are high flyers, very good. Octagon and Mystices Jr., good shape, really good. And the other two guys are heels. Latigo and Ares. Ares was an MLW. Ares has one of the most particular wrestling styles I've ever seen. He invents so many cool high spots and holds that I've never seen. And Latigo is just a beast as a base. So hopefully they'll put them against each other and you'll have a really good match.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Conan.
Yep.
I have something I want to say.
What up?
If you're a regular listener to K100, you've heard us talk about our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. Now, Nick Aldis may be on probation indefinitely, but he knows what he's doing when it comes to supplements and you. Our faithful K100 fans have been proving it time and time again. In fact, Nick and his wife, Mickey James, were at WrestleCon in LA over WrestleMania weekend, and they met several K100 listeners who are now loyal LegacySubs.com customers as well, including this shout out here to Jay Baca, who was finally able to meet Nick in person and tell him that since he started using Legacy products about 1 year ago, he's lost over 50 pounds and over 10 inches from his waist. Jay was so excited to share his progress, he even bought his Legacy products with him to show Nick, and you can see those pictures at the LegacySubs.com Instagram page. Jay is currently using Absolute Men's Wellness Formula, MCT Oil Caps, and Ultimate Test Stack. We want to take a moment to give a shout out to Jay and huge congrats on your awesome progress, and shout out to Nick Aldis and Legacy Sports Nutrition for these amazing results. If you want to transform your body just like Jay, go to LegacySubs.com now and always use the code K100. That's K100. It's the most used code on the site ever. That's a testimony to our listeners. For 10% off your entire order and show your love and support for the show, level up with LegacySupps.com. Legacy Subs.
Yo, go check it out. They got pre-workout stuff. They got stuff to help you improve your memory. They got stuff for recuperation after workouts. What do you use, Joe?
Much like Jay, I also use the Ultimate Test Stack. I've been using that for a few months, and it's really helped when I do the fight camp workouts with energy and recovery, and also, of course, the Recovery PM, as we all know, helps you sleep a lot better and you wake up very refreshed. So, been recommending this for a long time, and I still do. I mean, it's very, very helpful stuff. It'll make you feel better.
We all use it. It's very effective. There's a reason why they've stayed with us. Our listeners have been buying it, and Jay Bach is proof of its effectiveness. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
I think you could make a case that of all the podcasts out there, and if you look at all the fan bases of all the podcasts, that our fan base might be the most physically fit of all the podcasts. Because if Nick is selling it, like, we're the number one sellers of his products, you would think they're... I mean, you see what wrestling fans look like generally, right, Conan? I mean, that's right. Kind of like, yeah. So we're helping... We're improving the lives of our listeners one day at a time.
And
what
I
do you think
they appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Next one's from Fall Vampire. Subject is Edge. Last year, Edge cut a promo after a show, which is, of course, filmed by a fan and put online. And when she mentioned that in 2023, he's going to have his final match and then retire forever. A few days ago on his social media, he released a really good promo talking about his goal to win the title and then retire when he loses it. Now, apparently, in real life, his contract runs out in October 2023. But at the end of the day, he's a worker and wrestlers are never really retired. My question is, if Edge was to retire and leave at WWE, what do you think are the realistic chances of him ever joining AEW? I know there won't be a long-term deal, but everyone knows that Tony Khan will give more money than ever to get him signed to a deal and then force a hug on him in a media scrum. What do you guys think? Billy is a triggered woman. I don't know. If he says he's going to retire, he's probably going to retire. I don't see Edge going to AEW, to be honest with you, because WWE's paying him a good, pretty penny, you know?
With an excellent schedule, and they've used his wife, and he probably has complete creative control. Why would you go anywhere?
Right. Next is from Jose Sanchez. Subject is Chokehold of Death. Hey, K100. Hope everyone is well, even you, Joe. Anyways, I will get to it. See below article about a homeless man getting choked to death by a former... Dude, is this the first time this guy's ever read this article? This article is pretty long, but basically Dan Penny is like everybody knows this story. This guy's acting like we don't know what's going on here, right? But basically Dan Penny's being charged with manslaughter for choking a homeless guy who was being disruptive and menacing. Not only that, but this guy's had a history of arrest for doing this in subways. Now, I live in Queens and commute 5 days a week to Manhattan, and this is a serious problem that happens a lot in the subway. I know this may sound extremely disturbing, but I don't feel bad for this homeless person. This guy choking him did more to protect himself and others than the city has done. I'm kind of hoping he gets off, but I think it's a bigger issue. As guys have seen a lot, what does the K100 crew say? Thank you, and that's Jose Sanchez from Queens. P.S. This email has been brought to you by Disco's Invisible Man Dolls, Disco Candles, and Triple A. Alright, suspended for a week for that. For failed comedy. I made a good point. I tweeted this, and people were surprised I tweeted this, okay? So he got charged with second-degree manslaughter.
Yeah.
Alright? Let me, now, there's people that want him charged with murder, okay? I want to read you a couple things here, okay? I want to read you, okay, first-degree manslaughter, okay? This is first-degree manslaughter, all right? First-degree manslaughter is a type of crime where someone unlawfully kills another person without planning to do so beforehand, all right? This is different from murder, which involves predetermination or intent to kill. First-degree manslaughter can also be called culpable homicide in some places, okay? So that's on the table there for what he got charged with. But second-degree manslaughter, okay, a person acts recklessly with respect to a death when that person engages in conduct which creates or contributes to a substantial and unjustifiable risk of another person's death. Third-degree manslaughter, okay, is third-degree manslaughter is murder with intent to harm, not kill. Third-degree manslaughters are unplanned, unintentional, and not predetermined, okay? Now... In the concept of those, like, first-degree, second-degree, and third-degree manslaughter, Conan, which of those sounds more like what you saw on that
third-degree?
Third-degree, okay? But second-degree is, I'd say it's reasonable because if you choke a guy and he dies, you were being kind of reckless with your intentions of that. You're not trying to kill the guy, but you choked him to death, right? So second-degree is okay. Let me read you murder, okay? This is first-degree murder. First-degree murder is the most serious of all homicide offenses. It involves any intentional murder that is willful and premeditated with malice aforethought. Okay?
Aforethought.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so that's first degree murder. Second degree murder. Second degree murder is typically murder with malicious intent, but not premeditated. Okay. Third degree murder is.
Can you just read this?
Examples of a man retrieving a gun from his closet to shoot and kill a man found in bed with his wife.
Like so failure like, to. What do you call that? Temporary insanity.
Yeah, failure to exercise caution in a legal act that carries the risk of death or serious bodily injury, right? Okay, so I think we all could have, like, people that wanted this guy charged with murder, I doubt a guy sitting on a subway, watching a guy, you know, start to threaten people, saying he's willing, but so new stuff has come out about this guy saying, I'm willing to die, I'm willing to take, you know, he was being very, everybody thought he was going to, like, harm somebody. So a guy sitting on the subway just randomly goes and subdues this guy. So I don't think there's any premeditation. This guy intended to kill this guy. If you're getting on the subway and, like, all of a sudden now you're caught in a situation where, like, you're choking a guy that's been threatening people on the subway. So we would all agree that this was not murder. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So, but there's a lot of people that think it should be murder. And I think people don't really know exactly what murder is. We just gave first, second, and third degree manslaughter, first, second, third degree murder. First, second, and third degree manslaughter were all on the table there, okay? Because right. the guy did not, that didn't look like the intent was to kill. It looked, but like I said, I second or third degree manslaughter, I would have called this, and either or was a, in my opinion, it's a reasonable charge. There's so many people now on the internet, like, this guy's gotten $2 million for his defense fund. They said he shouldn't have even been charged. It's like, no, somebody died. It's like, you know, there has to be a charge here. A guy choked out another guy to death, and a guy died. It's like, you can't just – that guy just can't get charged with nothing. Like, just imagine if you charge this guy with nothing, like the trickle-down effect, that if this happens, just randomly, well, this guy threatened me and I killed him. I didn't mean to, but I did. It's like, well, we got to charge you with something, so manslaughter is what you get charged with. You got any more comments about this?
No, it's just, you know, unfortunate because obviously the guy had mental health issues, which, I mean – if somebody's acting like that on a subway, you obviously would, that's the first thing you would think.
Right.
But, you know, he went in there and at the end of the day, he killed him. So he has to be held accountable for something, you know?
Right. Well, that's the funniest thing too. I was comparing this to the Alec Baldwin stuff.
Right.
You know, cause it took him forever to get charged. He finally got charged with manslaughter and they've already dropped the charge. And I'm like, he picked up a gun and he shot somebody and killed somebody. It's like, I don't know how that isn't going to a trial. Or, I mean, that's fascinating to me, you know? Because, like, if you shoot it, regardless of who gave you the gun, if you pull the trigger and there's a bullet in the gun and you shot and killed somebody, like, there should be some type of – at least have to defend yourself in a court of law why it happened. They already dropped the charge. It's crazy to me, you know? Next one's from Eric Schultz, and the subject is Tony Gets Help. Hey, K100 crew, just curious to know what your thoughts are on Tony hiring Will Washington, a reporter from Fightful, as AEW wrestling coordinator, which entails helping him in creative. Heard Cornette talk about it. Seems odd that Tony would finally get help, but it's someone who has never been in the wrestling business, but just worked for a dirt sheet. Your thoughts? Tony made some interesting comments about this guy. He said he's had his eye on this guy for a while, and this guy was in the Wrestling Observer message boards back when Tony was back in the day, too.
Mm.
So I don't, bro. And I read that Tony. This is his booking committee, okay? QT Marshall, what you call Will Washington? What's his name? QT Marshall, Sanjay.
Sanjay, yeah.
Okay, and I heard that Jerry Lynn, Pat Buck, and Dean and Dean Malenko are also at the table. I read, and I'm like, all right. So I don't understand why. I know
there's
a lot of those guys.
There's so many holes in the booking.
Yeah, because you got a lot of very knowledgeable.
QT is sharp. Sanjay is sharp. I worked with him. He helped me a lot with the LAX thing. So did Jeremy. Been mega sharp. Jerry's sharp. Malenko's sharp. I don't know anything about Pat Buck, except he looks like Super Archie. And the fucking, what's this other guy's name? Will Washington. I have no idea until the other day you told me that he was actually writing how many minutes African-Americans are on screen. And that should not be
during Black History Month.
Right.
Right. Whatever. Necklace of guard, but I'll give the guy a chance. Who knows?
If
the guy
comes up with good ideas, right.
If the guy's got ideas, it's fine. That's right, like, because this right. That show needs some good ideas, you know.
Right.
Nexus of Garthef killing machine, but honestly, with that show, what Tony needs, he needs a Dutch, he needs a Kevin Sullivan, he needs to have one of those guys in there, bro, because he just gained a lot of knowledge. Like I've been in the business for years, I gained tons of knowledge from Jeff and Dutch. You know, so I can just imagine a guy that hadn't been in the business, how much he could learn from guys like that, you know? So, I don't know. Next from Garthef Killing Machine, the subject is Poor Start. Reports have come out that the first storyline CM Punk will have once he makes his return to AEW, CM Punk versus Samoa Joe. Listen, I'm an old school ROH fan for nostalgia, and I'd love to see it, but let's be realistic here. ROH was never ever a big deal in the grand scheme of things. It was cool and it was an alternative, but ROH was the definition of a small-scale cult following. You guys have said a million times that CM Punk versus Kenny Omega is the feud that should have been started on day one of CM Punk's AEW debut in 2021, and with all this talk of AEW giving CM Punk his own Saturday show, it seems like CM Punk versus Kenny Omega isn't in the works at all. So K100, what do you guys think about CM Punk versus Samoa Joe being in the works for 2023? And Billy went from doing a wrestling show with legends like Conan and Disco to now doing one with Brad Shepard. LOL, love to see it.
Who's Brad Shepard again?
He's another one of those like toxic podcaster guys. I guess the best way to describe it. The fans, because like people online, they fight with all the. He's one of the guys that fights with all the other dirt sheet guys all the time. So,
right.
So you're just repeating what we said. I'm not, bro. If CM Punk comes back, I'm not that interested. And anything he does, if it doesn't include the storyline of him and the Elite. And if they don't go there, it's like, I think it could be underwhelming for their numbers, honestly. And I think it might turn a lot of their fans that are watching it off, possibly. You know, that they're going to think like, you know, wow, this, you know, you got this great angle there and you're not going to do it. I don't know. We'll see. What do you think?
Yeah, that's the first angle they should do. But if things haven't been worked out yet, I don't have no problem with Samoa Joe because they do have a history, and if they can go back to the ROH library and explain that history. Plus, Samoa Joe's not just an ROH guy. He was a WWE guy, and he was an Impact guy. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows how great he is. He cuts good promos. He can go. They could probably do some good shit, so I would be into it.
I wouldn't be surprised, and I've said it for a while that I thought they would go with Punk and Joe just because of the history, but I've also said I wouldn't be surprised if Tony, being the big – you know, Ring of Honor fan that he was in the indies and the mid 2000s and all that. I think you're going to see that they're going to do a Ring of Honor one night stand, like reunion pay-per-view at some point. And I wouldn't be surprised if Punk and Joe headline it.
And that'll be a pay-per-view I don't see. Next is from TC Best, and subject is Jimmy Jacobs, who is, I guess he's still, we're doing a disco list this week too, correct?
Yes, we are.
Right.
Okay. If he still paints his fingernails and his toes, he's still on the disco list. Hey guys, what's up? The question's for Disco. I was watching Impact Wrestling lately. I happened to see Jimmy Jacobs doing a backstage interview, and I noticed that his fingernails weren't painted.
Huh.
So would you consider taking him off the Disco list? Just wanted to know. Yeah, I would. I've been pretty clear about that, haven't I?
Well, we have to see the toe nails too.
We'd have to know, yeah. And I mean, he might just have a clear coat on that day, so they're still painted, but you don't realize it.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Joe likes to wear a clear coat.
Yeah, well, it makes you look nice. Keeps you looking sharp.
Next is from Guled Ahmed, and the subject is Mercedes Moné Outcasts. What's up, K100 crew? Considering the booking of the Outcasts lately, would you guys still be interested in Mercedes Moné joining the Outcasts or Renee Paquette in a Bischoff-esque role? Thanks from Hangsight. I don't care. Would I be interested? No.
Mm.
That's my answer to that question. Do you have an answer to that question, Conan?
Yeah, no, also.
Right. Next is from Big Rig, and the subject is trap exercises. Hello, gentlemen. I was wondering about your favorite trap exercise while at the gym. How often did you work traps, and did you pair them with shoulders or back day? Thanks for taking the time to read this. I'm more interested in your workout routines and current wrestling. I don't do traps hardly anymore, but shrugs and upright rows are the only two trap exercises I've ever known, and I would do a lot of upright rows back when I was wrestling. I had decent traps in WCW. Now, there was mostly upright rows, and I would do them on shoulder day. How about you, Conan?
Yeah, I had very prominent traps and lats. But I just basically, I got a lot of the thickness from doing heavy chest. But I think that that the shrugs, I only really did, I would get in front of a, you know, the squat rack and I would put the bar down low, and I would do front shrugs, and I would do back shrugs. That was really all I had to do.
Next is from Brian Dunlop, and the subject is World Championship Wrestling Video Games.
Disco you're gonna find this fascinating, Dio.
Disco Inferno, WCW versus the World. Hello, Disco and Conan. A few months ago, I started getting into the 1997 PlayStation 1 game, WCW versus the World. In the game, there's a character art for a wrestler named Sherlock, who I originally thought was based on the Disco Inferno. But as it turns out, that in-game character is based on Ken Shamrock. But they couldn't use his name or the names of Japan-based wrestlers because of licensing reasons. WCW wrestlers like Ric Flair and Eddie Guerrero got to keep the real in-ring names in the game. How much was the pay for WCW games back in the day, and how's that adjusted for inflation? And has anyone ever brought up the Disco Sherlock connection from WCW versus the World? Of course not. Nobody's ever brought that up. Who would bring that up? Like, who is playing the 1997 video game WCW versus the World in the year 2023 and inquiring about the Sherlock character and whether there's a connection to me besides Brian Dunlop?
I've seen it on Twitter lately.
Are you serious?
I've seen threads discussing this on Twitter lately, yes.
This exact thing.
That's probably where he got it.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right. Pull up the attachment, Joe. By the way, so we got two separate – one video game we got $55,000, and another video game we got $35,000. What were your checks, Connie? Did you get the 55? You might have gotten
more. I got both of them.
Yeah. So that was – wasn't that awesome?
I think they just paid the mid-carders the same.
Yeah, I think when that check came in the mail and you opened it up and looked at it, it's like, how awesome was that, right?
Yeah.
That was a good day. You got the clip? You got the?
Yeah, it's up. This is what the guy is.
It does look like me, kind of.
Yeah.
Sherlock. All right. Okay, that's enough. Next one's from Brendan Triano, and the subject is a couple of points and an important question. What's good, fellas? It's your boy, the mayor of K100. So Disco mentioned if anyone has been to a house show that Dom wrestled at to chime in about his heat. Well, before WrestleMania, I attended a WCW house show in Trenton, New Jersey. Dom couldn't even breathe without being booed. His heat reminds you of that time Elias and Kevin Owens shit on Seattle and Elias mentioned the Supersonics. That hit a nerve and was great heat. Such a shame they don't allow Elias to be a jerk on TV like he was, by the way. You mentioned Vince Russo not seeing how a punk kid with a beloved parent is a good angle, because maybe Russo was that punk kid and he's in denial. Just kidding. Respect to Russo. My next point comes from the
heart. Does Vince still think that the noise is piped in for him?
No, we had a discussion about that too. Again. All right. Yeah. My next point comes from the heart. As a mayor of K100, I have a responsibility to also keep 100. I'm glad the Billy and K100 relationship is over. I couldn't take the disrespect. Billy falls into what I feel many people suffer from, and that is putting your entire self-worth into how others perceive you on the internet. Even past the not taking criticism, if you took away Twitter and all 53 burner accounts Billy has, how long would it take for him to go insane? Him and many others who are sadly addicted to social media and that form of engagement act out and aggressively compare and insult when the perception of themselves is not what they want it to be. In my opinion, I should feel we should migrate towards ignoring the guy altogether. My question this time is about food. Well, how are we going to ignore the guy altogether if you people keep writing in about him? Jesus. It's like, how funny is that, right? My question this time is about food. I'm trying to lose weight for my wedding you guys are invited to. I'm 6'4", 285 pounds currently. I was 315 last year and cut down on the soda and other sugars. I know the disco diet was chicken and salad, but how do I eat good food without dying of boredom? I just ate a hot dog with pulled pork, fresh coleslaw, barbecue sauce, and pickled red onion on a toasted bun. I was in heaven. I don't want to eat bad anymore, but I also don't want to be miserable or relapse into bad habits. Suggestions to navigate this? P.S. I like when Discord members come up in the mail and Joe says, I like that person. But he never says that about me. His go-to guy for all things introduction-based entertainment. Unbelievable. Message me at 3:48 on a Sunday and do the intro again. Go ahead. What is he talking about here, Joe?
Oh, well, every time I ask in the Discord if anybody wants to do the show intro, the mayor is always suggested. So then I'll message him and say, hey, do you want to do the intro? And then he doesn't get back to me. So
yeah, because what time do you message him? He says here 3:48 on a Sunday.
At times, there's a variety of times he's been.
You actually think somebody's going to answer you back at 3:48 on a Sunday?
Well, then it's there when he wakes up.
If you want to lose weight, just do intermittent fasting. Just try it. I had the Samoan kid at my job that I work with in the back. The guy that grew up with Jeff Cobb, by the way. I found out later. It was funny. We worked together all that time, and we never knew that, right? But he started doing intermittent fasting, and like all of a sudden, the guy like a couple months later, he lost like 30 pounds. I was like, well, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I started doing the intermittent fasting, like you." I go, "Well, how's your diet?" He goes, "I didn't change anything." So seriously, dude, you don't have to change what you're eating. Start with the intermittent fasting and see if it works, because it makes sense. Okay, the easiest way and the simplest way for a human being to lose weight is to not eat anything. Okay, that's what happens. You get skinnier, you get it till you get hungry and you die, right? So if you're intermittently starving yourself throughout periods of a day and it all adds up, you know, that it makes sense. So
but
I would just
how
try.
Should the time be 8 hours, 12 hours?
I do a 16 and 8. I do like 8. So my first meal's at 2 o'clock. My last meal's at 8 o'clock. And I usually just do 2 meals: 1 at 2, 1 at 8. Maybe in between, I'll have a snack, like some nuts or something, or maybe some tuna fish or something like that. But I just do like my last meal's at 8. My first meal's at 2. I do a 16-hour fast. So actually, that's a 18-hour fast. Yeah. But sometimes I break, like, on my off days. But if I like, stick to it, like, if I go 2 straight weeks of intermittent fasting, I'll lose, like, 5, 6 pounds. But sometimes I just do it, like, 4 days a week. Like, when I'm working, I'll intermittent fast. And then on my days off, I try to, but it's like, it doesn't really work, you know, so. But yeah, I would suggest if you're 6'4", 285, try that. Because my buddy was, he was, like, 6'2", it's like 6'2", 300. And like, you know, he's lost tons of weight now. Like, he looks like a completely different person just from intermittent fasting. So it works. Like that, I would definitely tell everybody, if you want to lose weight, try it, because it's the one thing that definitely gets results. So next is from JG, and the subject is marijuana helping CTE. Hey fam, how's it going? What are your guys' thoughts and experiences on helping CTE? I saw Flair on Joe Rogan. He sponsors a new company. All marketing aside, I think it can help for a magnitude of reasons. I know this is technically Conan's realm of expertise, but I'd love to hear Disco and Joe's takes as well. Also, if you have any fun stories you guys care to share at events, on the road, etc. Thanks for keeping 100, and that's JG from Jersey. You don't know anything about CTE till people die, right?
Yeah, they're working on a way to be able to test the living, but I don't think it's come through yet. At least if it has, we don't know about it.
Well, our boy, what's his name? Who's the freaking, what's his name? He used to wrestle the big CTE guy that he's the proponent of headed
Chris Nowinski.
Nowinski.
Chris Nowinski,
right.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris Nowinski. Bro, how about this thing? And this, it's funny how this, maybe it's causes the Lakers, maybe it's caused LeBron. Bro, Anthony Davis clearly got concussed in that game. Did you see that?
Yep.
Okay, it didn't look like much, but he was obviously showing symptoms of concussion. And then they said he checked out after the game and he was fine. Bro, that's not how concussion protocol works. Like, when they say, hey, how do you feel? I feel good. You sure? Yeah. All right, he's good. He's good to go, guys. Next game. I mean, come on. You know, it's like, I mean, I don't know.
Well, they knew they couldn't win. They probably knew they couldn't win without him, and they put him in the game, and he said, fuck it.
Yep. And nobody's talking about it. You notice that?
And like, he might have gotten a good bonus, too.
Came and went. So, shows a double standard there. Next is from Bill. The subject is, what do you do in this situation? I saw that Ultimo Dragon didn't want to do a match with Diamante. What are your thoughts on this, and what do you do in this situation? That's Bill from Wisconsin. Did you hear about this, Conan?
No.
Let me pull the article up. Do you know Diamante?
Diamante? Yeah, the girl from...
right here?
The girl from AEW?
Okay. Oh, she's a girl wrestler. Is she a girl?
She was in LAX in Impact.
Oh, I could absolutely see... Bro, Ultimo Dragon is an old school, wrestler.
Okay, wait a minute.
Wow, listen
to
this.
Can you hear me? Wait, but can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm seeing that Diamante and him were in the co-main event. I'm thinking this is the Mexican Diamante, which is a wrestler that wears a mask. Okay. I don't think it's the girl. Yeah.
Huh.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Yeah, yeah, Ultimo Dragon, because it is. They've gone after one another's masks, it says here, yeah.
Okay, right. Ultimo Dragon continuously refused to take the match with Diamante. Dragon Gate Japan Pro Wrestling held an event on March 14th at Kobo Sumbo Hall. General Manager Ryo Saito requested that Ultimo Dragon have a singles match against Diamante. The two have been engaged in a feud, and they've gone after one another's mask. Dragon refused, and to follow up on that, Dragon Gate pushed out the announcement that Ultimo Dragon has been indefinitely suspended, and he will not be able to sell merchandise at Dragon Gate event venues. The promotion posted an image of Ultimo leaving Kobo Sumbo Hall. Diamante Ultimo Dragon in the co-main event of the 514 show is a six-man tag, and Ultimo's team was disqualified after he removed Diamante's mask. Wait a minute, I'm confused here. So they did have a match on May 14th, a couple yesterday. And then this was from March. He said he didn't want to have a match, and then they had the match. Ultimo is heading to the USA to compete at TCW's Rise of the Heel. I don't know. This is a weird. I don't know what this guy's. I'm confused.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is maybe this guy either disrespected him, you know, and he's a veteran, or maybe he took liberties.
Or they wanted him to lose his mask.
Mm-hmm.
And he said no.
Maybe. Yeah.
which would mean sounds more reasonable, like probably what happened.
Could be.
Like if a promoter tells a guy you're losing your mask, it's just like. Like you should know well ahead of time when your mask is going to be lost. Would you? Is that accurate, Conan? You're the one that does this, so yeah.
Yep.
Like do you let the guy know? All right, hey, on so and so, I want you to lose your mask.
Well,
like
you don't really
long-term booking, right?
It's not so and so. I want you to lose your mask. It's like first you ask him, are you ready to lose your mask? And they'll say, well, I am, or give me another.
Because they know they're getting paid. They're getting big payday.
Right. So you ask them first. You don't really tell them.
Right. Maybe that was the situation there. They kind of just told me it did. Yeah, maybe they told me he's losing his mask. Like what?
Right.
Right. I would see that. I could have, you know, and then that definitely I'm definitely on Ultimo Dragon's side on that, you know.